This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're talking about e-commerce and having a digital storefront on today's Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'll be joined shortly by the CEO of Shopline, Tony Wong, who's dialing in all the way from Taiwan. Now, we've been talking about the rise of e-commerce and online shopping for a few years now, and it's only going to get bigger as time goes by. But because of how important it is for brands to conduct sales online, it doesn't hurt to have more than one digital storefront. For instance, having official stores on platforms like Lazada and Shopee is one thing, but having an independent digital store is worthwhile all the same. So, Tony, the official description for Shopline says, a global smart commerce enabler providing a true omni-channel platform and cross-border services for brands. Now, imagine if we didn't know anything about e-commerce or the online space. What does that mean? Like, what does Shopline do?
Okay, so it depends on where you're coming from, and since you are starting from just starting over e-commerce, a lot of people are trying to start the e-commerce business, so it depends on where you start, as I mentioned. So you might have your product already done, you want to start selling things, or you might want to source products from somewhere else and start selling. And then when you come into our platform, you can set up your own online store, you can set up your branded store, and you first set up an account, you upload your products, and you choose a design, a template, and you can get, and then you select how do you want to get paid, how you're going to ship your products, and then you can get the online site started right away and start selling products. And inside our product, you can also get a full feature functionality about your customers and how to manage them and engage them to continue to sell, to buy more from your brands. So what Shopline does is that we provide a full solution for them to engage with the customers in the retail stores and connect them with via offline or online. So we have, with this full set of solutions, we're able to cover a very wide spectrum of merchants that are selling through multiple channels, whether they have a retail store, they want to engage with their offline or online audience, or they even have a social media sites. In a nutshell, if a merchant wants to create a site and an online store or looking for a solution provider, they will actually have to look for an agency or a solution provider, and these agencies will try to tailor make the solutions to them, and they will have to come up with the specifications, and the turnaround time might take a long time. Like, it could be 3 months, and they will charge you a quite expensive fee for that. So for us, the business model is changing differently, so we see that we have a standardized product that is very flexible for you to customize as you wish and get up really quickly, and we charge a monthly or yearly fee on top of that. And the updates of new features for our product will continue to be giving out to our merchants for them to continue using. So it's kind of like we allow the merchants to have a web online presence in a very low cost.
Shopline was launched in Malaysia this year. Why Malaysia, I have to ask? Like, what can the Malaysian market offer to this space or to this market?
So we've been looking very closely at the Southeast Asian market in general, and we see that there's a huge potential in all the areas that are in. E-commerce is booming. And we chose Malaysia to be the first one to launch in the region for many different reasons. First of all, we believe that the Malaysian infrastructure is very well done. From the logistics standpoint, from the payment standpoint, we see that it's very well done, and there's a lot of players already that already set up this infrastructure. And Malaysians in general, we see that their buying behavior are starting to shift to online. A lot of people like to buy online through the multiple mediums in social commerce or even marketplaces, and there are a lot of merchants that are hungry to go online. We also see another reason why we see Malaysia as a good launching spot is that the government has started to put a lot of initiatives in terms of asking the promoting the businesses to go online. We see that there's a lot of businesses in Malaysia that haven't been online yet. So we see this as a huge potential for us to continue to grow in Malaysia. And we see that the behavior of the consumer side is very strong. Another side that is very interesting in Malaysia is that besides the merchant market in there that is continuing to grow is that a lot of merchants from abroad are very interested in the Malaysian consumer market. So merchants from Hong Kong or merchants from Taiwan, they actually like to sell to Malaysia. And Malaysian consumers are actually they actually like these brands coming from abroad. And then we see a huge potential in terms of cross-border transactions on that area as well.
How many clients do you have on the platform at the moment? Like what's the response like?
So since we started Shopline in 2013, we have about 150,000 merchants already using our platform across all regions.
Oh, wow.
And we started Malaysia just recently, and actually we saw a lot of good responses, and then the market has been really, really growing very fast. And actually we see a lot of good examples of merchants that are already using our platform in Malaysia, and they're very interesting. So we have merchants that are coming from the service angle. There are merchants that are very successful offline, and they're looking to go online, selling different types of equipment. We have merchants that are doing beauty and cosmetics. We have a quite wide range of merchants that are using our platform right now from Malaysia, and we're very excited to see this number continue to grow.
E-commerce is booming in the region, like you mentioned just now. So the market is, you know, it's perfect for players like Shopline. But that also means that the increase of e-commerce providers and enablers is a very real thing. There are a lot of people entering this like e-commerce space. How does Shopline stand out in a crowded market?
So actually, we see that, as you said, it's booming, and there is some players popping up here and there. Maybe some of them are trying to build an infrastructure for some of payments or the logistics and whatnot. We believe that it's actually a good signal that is coming in, because it actually says that the market is growing and it's huge. How do we stand for Shopline stands out is for many different in many different areas. The first of all is that we're very easy to use. Anyone can start the site, and we don't. And the way that we develop the product is that you don't need any design or technical knowledge required to do that. You can be just a normal person. What we say internally is that if you know how to use Facebook, you know how to use Shopline, right? So they can set up easily. And the other thing is that we are a one-stop solution for them. So anything that they don't have, they don't know how to do things, we can provide the solutions to them. And they don't need to worry about much things. They just need to focus on their product. The other part that we're strong at is a very localized customer support team. So in Malaysia, when we launched, we already have a team local in the region. We have local Malaysians to serve our customers, so they can serve them in their language and the culture that they're used to. And that directly affects how the product is being developed, because we get the feedback from our customers, and we try to localize as much as possible for the merchants in the region. So we're very strong at that. And because we're very localized, the other aspect of Shopline's competitiveness is that we're a very international team as well, because we have 250 people around Asia in five different regions, in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Shenzhen, Vietnam, and also in Kuala Lumpur. So that gave us an edge, because our international team are able to support our merchants in multiple regions, and it changes the way we develop the product, because we're very focused on creating a very local experience for our merchants.
But are players like Lazada and Shopee your competitors? Because they also give, you know, big brands a digital storefront on their platform as well.
So how we see the landscape in terms of e-commerce is very interesting. There's a lot of marketplaces going around, like Lazada and Shopee. And actually, we actually work with Shopee as well. So we integrate their storefront into our platform, so they can have all the inventory and products synced within both platforms. Mm. And why we did this, because we actually see a lot of merchants selling through multiple channels. So we believe that merchants should be able to sell their products through multiple distribution channels, whether it's Shopee, Lazada, or even Facebook. Facebook is a channel for them to continue distributing their products and selling their products. We also see a huge increase in merchants selling and transacting through messaging channels. And that could be another way that could be another channel for them to continue to grow. So we see that merchants don't only need to stick with one channel, but they have multiple, and they for sure need like a storefront, like a branded storefront, which is their own, to continue to build their brand, build their customer base, and growing from there.
Okay. Based on what you've seen through your research, what are some of the e-commerce trends you've seen in Malaysia that are surprising you or that you didn't expect to see? You know, like maybe you didn't expect these trends to happen in this specific market.
So the first thing that we do when we try to expand to a new market is trying to look at the behaviors on how they shop. So the first thing would be how do they pay and how do they receive the goods. And we saw that a lot of people are actually transacting through online banking. Like they do online banking, and that's the primary sort of payment gateways. I wouldn't say I was surprised by that, but I was expecting a little bit more into cash and delivery payment methods. But it was surprising. Okay, everybody would transact through online banking, which is actually is considered a sophisticated payment method, that the payment would be going sync. That's something that we, because we found that out, and then we actually integrated a payment gateway locally directly, and then so we can offer this payment gateway to all our merchants. And I think that's one of the things that stood out. And the other thing about Malaysia is that they actually are very savvy to buying online. And I think we look forward into how this ecosystem continues to grow in the Malaysia market as well.
We'll talk more about Shopline and the importance of having an online digital presence and online store with Tony Wong, CEO of Shopline, when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysians. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back on Open for Business. Our guest this morning is Tony Wong, who's on the line with us. He is the CEO of Shopline. And Shopline, of course, is a company that recently launched in Malaysia and acts as a digital enabler for a lot of the top brands that want to expand their online retail business. Is there enough awareness, you think, of e-commerce in Malaysia? Or are people still like mostly offline?
I think I started to increase very rapidly. I mean, like, and there's a little bit of backstory, actually. I am from, my story is a little bit complex. I was born and raised in South America, and then I immigrated to Canada. And why am I in Asia is because my dad is from Hong Kong, and my mom is actually Malaysian. I spent a few summers as a child in Malaysia. And so I kind of look at how Malaysia has evolved over the years. I remember that there's been like, there was a lot of constructions trying to build the roads and the trains infrastructure back then. And now it's actually flourishing. And right now I've seen that even my parents' friends, at this stage, they're buying everything online. And it's quite amazing that even like people at all different ages are already into that, and they're buying from their mobile phones. And that's actually quite surprising that this behavior is happening in the region, because at different ages in all the regions, the adoption might not be as high. But I believe that Malaysia is growing into that, and more people are buying online, right, because it's getting more convenience, there is more distribution, and they can find the goods they actually want. And they might also find goods that are not selling locally in Malaysia. They might be looking for international brands. And I think that's a good signal for the market.
Who's your target market with Shopline?
So basically, we don't try to close down to a specific spectrum of target audience, but we try to look at small and medium-sized businesses that are looking to go online. That would be one market that we're looking at. We also can serve large enterprise customers that are looking for a more complex solution, as we offer the flexibility to integrate with different systems as well. And for some merchants might be starting from having a social media site or a social page, a Facebook page or Instagram page, and then like after that they would, after growing their audience, they want to start selling stuff, and when they start selling stuff, they might need a system to back them up, and they're looking for us. Or there are merchants that are actually starting from offline. They have an offline presence, they have a retail store selling, and then they know that there's a shift in terms of going offline to online. So they need that online presence, so they look for our solutions as well. So this kind of businesses, we try to provide them with tools to enable them easily to go into online.
How do you reach potential clients? Like, do you reach out to them? Or what kind of marketing is done? Because, you know, you are a B2B platform, so you are speaking to other business owners. How do you get them onto your platform?
So there are many different ways that our customer can get in touch with us, and we run through multiple different channels. So basically, one of the major ways, obviously, is with digital marketing. And so these kind of distribution channels, actually, the merchant or our target audience can get to know what ShopLine is, right? And then from that on, merchants can actually learn, oh, what they need to set up a store, how they can come to use ShopLine. And after that, actually, we offer a 30-day trial that they can sign up without any, without frizzle. So they just go in there, provide their email, and they can sign up for an account and try our product. And then if they like it, they can just pay for the product. If they have any issues, they can ask for customer support, which is a chat system that is in the admin panel. So all in all, that's one of the ways our customer can get reached to us. And also we have a lot of events and workshops that we allow our merchants to go, and then we actually explain to them what's going on, how to use our product, what features to provide. If they need any help, we provide that information to them.
You had 6 months of beta testing before launching in Malaysia. What did you find about the market during that stage, like during your beta testing?
Well, at the beginning, I think before even when we set up a new team anywhere else, I think like studying the market and trying to set up a team was very important. The thing about our service providing is that we need to find local people servicing the local market. And customer support was very important to us. So at the beginning, we set up the team in the region in those 6 months and tried to approach the different customers to learn what are their needs. And we set up an awesome team in the region with marketing, sales, even customer support. So that allowed us to understand better the Malaysian merchants and what do they need. We find out that their behavior was very consistent, and that they similar to other regions, actually sell through different channels, and they also have the need to the store. The only difference that we saw mostly would be in the logistics services they provide, which one they use, which areas in the region in Malaysia would they tend to sell, what kind of goods are they selling, as I mentioned, the payment method that they would use mostly is also something that we learn, things like that. But I think the most important thing in this 6 months of the beta testing was that we were able to set up an awesome team to serve our customers the right way and in the way that they like to be served.
Tony, let's talk about case studies. Is there a brand on ShopLine that saw like a spike in sales and revenue ever since launching their ShopLine-powered digital storefront? Like ever since coming onto your platform, has there been like a significant spike in their sales? Are there any case studies that you can share with us?
Well, in terms of the spike in of the revenue, something that I cannot provide at this moment, but. Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting to see is the type of businesses that are trying to go online. And we see businesses that are very traditional retail. They have an offline store. And then they're selling different types of products that are like related to utensils and kitchenware stuff. And then we were surprised that they are wanting to go online, especially when they're coming from a very traditional background. And then they came in and then they say, okay, we want to start using ShopLine because we want to go online and have our own storefront. And in that way, they're able to drive traffic from online to offline. So they have a presence online. They can get a lot of brands and awareness from their customers online. And they might even, in many different cases, they might transact online, buy stuff directly online, and they get shipped. Buy stuff online, and then they go to the offline store to pick it up. Or they might just want to, I know this brand is doing really good, and then I just want to go offline to shop. So many different cases like that we saw. And then another use case that we saw was the one of the traditional one merchant that is starting to do their own health products. Because we saw that that merchant specifically saw the market is for Malaysian that are starting to try to eat healthier. So he came up with a lot of healthy products for their customers. And then he saw that online was a very key channel for them to continue to distribute and increase the awareness on the healthy products and the well-being of the consumer market in Malaysia. And after setting that up, he saw a huge increase in their sales.
Tony, final question before I let you go. What's next for ShopLine? Like, what are your expansion plans?
So we're very focused in what we're doing right now. As mentioned, we just started Malaysia and we see a huge potential over there, and we want to focus on trying to continue expanding the region. And what we see is that the market is continuously moving, and merchants are selling through multiple channels. And they have ShopLine as one of the center pieces of their e-commerce strategy. And they can use that to continue selling in their storefront. But we see more transactions coming in from multiple channels, which is coming from the social media. And it's something that we might address and we're already addressing this kind of channels to try to provide more tools for these merchants to transact in the social media channel. The other part that we were looking forward and very excited to go into is the O2O market, the O2O segment, in which like merchants have a retail channel for distribution, and they will have an online channel, which is us in ShopLine. So we're looking forward in the short term to launch our O2O solutions for our merchants to use. So it will be a POS system that will allow them to manage their store, manage the inventory, order, and customers inside their online store, and at the same time merge that distribution channel with their online site. So everything will be synced for the product inventory and customer, and a customer would not notice any difference in when they're shopping online or in the retail store. And it's something that we're really looking forward to launch in Malaysia, because we see there's still a huge potential in growing in this segment. How we see the things is that retail and online should be merged together and not be separated into different channels. So we hope that we can launch this pretty soon, and we're very excited to see this segment continue growing.
Tony, thanks for doing this. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Tony Wong, CEO of ShopLine, about the decision to open shop in Malaysia, the importance of having an online presence, as well as competition from players in similar spaces. You can get this interview via podcast on the BFM app or the BFM website, which is at bfm.my, or on Spotify. You can look for us under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.